Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, October 19th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Bad Romance. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another captivating episode of Wikipedia, where we uncover the fascinating stories behind the pages of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the whirlwind world of one of pop culture's most iconic anthems, Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. Bad Romance. Just the title itself evokes a swirl of emotions, doesn't it? Released back in 2009, this single swiftly became a cultural phenomenon. But what makes this particular song so special, so enduring in its appeal? Let's embark on our journey to explore just that. Now, before we delve into the song's impact, let's set the scene. Imagine the late 2000s. Pop music was dominated by repetitive themes that rarely ventured beyond the realm of love. Lady Gaga, however, decided to push these boundaries, creating something both familiar and profoundly new. Bad Romance was the lead single from Gaga's third EP, The Fame Monster. And oh boy, did it have a monstrous impact. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's talk about the songwriters. This track was penned by Gaga herself in collaboration with Nadir Redwan Kayat, her longtime producer. Redwan's influence is evident in the Europop and dance pop sound that defines the track. The song's lyrics explore the complexity of unhealthy relationships. Picture this, Gaga navigating the labyrinth of love, drawing from personal experiences to craft something deeply relatable. Now here's a question for you. What is it about the darker side of romance that intrigues so many people? Could it be the challenge, the drama, or perhaps a yearning for a deeper connection even in the chaos? Musically, Bad Romance is a tapestry of catchy hooks and innovative production. Remember that unforgettable ra-ra-ah-ah, roma-roma-ma? It became an earworm for the ages. Another element that stands out is its bridge where the beat shifts, urging listeners to dance and reflect at the same time. Lady Gaga herself described the song as a celebration of the emotion, of both the agony and ecstasy of love. Isn't it intriguing how music allows us to experience and even embrace our vulnerabilities? Our open-minded audience might agree that exploring emotions, even the uncomfortable ones, can lead to profound personal growth. The music video, oh, it's a masterpiece in its own right. Directed by Francis Lawrence, the visual story takes us into a surreal world of stark white settings, futuristic aesthetics, and most memorably, Gaga's eccentric fashion. It's almost as if we watch Gaga confronting her demons in a battle for authenticity. Here's a thought-provoking question. How does the fusion of music and visual art elevate a song's message? Now, let's talk about accolades, because Bad Romance certainly didn't go unnoticed. It clinched a Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance and Best Short-Form Music Video. Quite the feat, right? These awards underscore not just Gaga's vocal prowess, but also her groundbreaking approach to visual storytelling. But here's an anecdote to take home. Gaga's rise to success wasn't without challenges. At times, she faced doubts and critique from the industry insiders who underestimated her vision. Yet she persevered, breaking barriers and inspiring countless artists along the way. Can we take a moment to appreciate what it takes to maintain authenticity in an industry that often pressures artists to conform? Speaking of inspiration, Bad Romance also spurred numerous covers and parodies. From a cappella groups to college marching bands, the song transcended genres and spread its influence across the globe. Maybe some of you listening have your own rendition, or perhaps you recall a cover that struck a particular chord with you. As we wrap up, I encourage you to think about what Bad Romance means in today's societal context. How do we view love and relationships now compared to a decade ago? Have our conversations about healthy versus toxic relationships evolved? This track remains a powerful reminder of the beauty and turmoil inherent in human connections. So, our challenge to you today is to not just listen to Bad Romance, but to consider the emotions it evokes. What does it reveal about your own experiences with love and relationships? Thank you for joining me on this journey through the fascinating world of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. Remember, the next time you encounter a song that's more than just music, allow yourself to explore the stories and emotions intertwined within. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep dancing to the beat of your own story.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Bad Romance. Thanks for listening. See you next time.